This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Myanmar's ruling National League for Democracy Party said Saturday it accepted a military statement on the situation in the country as a suitable explanation after the armed forces said it would protect and follow the Constitution. The spokesman for Aung San Suu Kyi's ruling party told Reuters that the party wanted the military to be an organization that accepts the people's desire regarding the election. Suu Kyi's party won a November election in a landslide. The military statement came amid fears among the population and government it was planning to mount a coup. More than 200,000 people have fled fighting in the Central African Republic, or CAR, since violence erupted over a December election result. That's what the UN refugee agency UNHCR is saying. Nearly half are crossing or have crossed into the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. The CAR army, backed by UN and Russian and Rwandan troops, has been battling rebels seeking to overturn a December 27th vote, in which President Faustin Archange Touadera was declared the winner. The nation of nearly 5 million people is rich in diamonds, timber, and gold, but has struggled to find stability since a 2013 rebellion ousted former President Francois Bozize. The current fighting between a coalition of militias on the one side and the National Army and its backers on the other was sparked by a constitutional court decision to bar Bozize's candidacy in the December 27th presidential election. About 92,000 refugees have reached DRC, and more than 13,000 have crossed into Cameroon, Chad, and the Republic of Congo. The rest are displaced inside the Central African Republic. Again, this information from UN.